I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a story in a French medical journal about two dudes in their 30s who got drunk, which, of course, again, always leads to great stuff. They got drunk and decided to inject hemorrhoid cream into each other's junk to make it bigger.
Wow. So what, to make the hemorrhoid cream bigger?
They watched a YouTube. It's the problem with YouTube. They watched a YouTube tutorial on this.
Wait, there's a YouTube tutorial. Can we find that? If that, I need to see this.
This is the problem. It's not backed up by real science. We have got some people who just don't realize that a lot of this stuff isn't 100% legitimate, and you should do more research than just Wikipedia and YouTubes.
See, I've done a lot of dumb things when drunk. I think about the times with my buddies, J Mac and Munson, but there would never be a time, no matter how wasted I am. First of all, neither one of them would ever suggest this. But if one of them said, hey, I hear injecting hemorrhoid cream in our you-know-what skis will improve the size, you want to do it? Be like, I'm going to sit this one out, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to take a pass on that one, boys.
Is this the new, if your friends jump a bridge, are you going to jump over a bridge too? Or off a bridge? If your friends inject hemorrhoid cream in your wieners, are they going to do it too?
Yeah, they were in a lot of pain. They were in so much pain, they had to go to the hospital the next morning.
But did it work?
We don't know because they never went back for their follow-up appointments. And the doctors are saying, all we know is this. There's a very likely chance, highly likely, that there'll be irreversible damage. And the doctor's like, yeah, if you were, a right-minded individual, no way you would do this. But again, they were drinking.
The good news is that their wieners are not going to get hemorrhoids now.
That's the good news right there.
Right.
I don't understand. See, my brain knows that the hemorrhoid cream is about shrinking hemorrhoidal tissue. So why would I ever think that the word shrink would be something good for something I'm trying to make bigger? Like, all of this seems stupid to me.
Yeah. Very stupid.
I mean, I've heard of putting hemorrhoid cream under your eyes for the bags under your eyes, but again, you're removing something. You're making something smaller.
Yeah, exactly. It's this whole thing is just I'm trying to think, like, what makes things bigger? You know, well, carry around a mirror.
One Jennifer of those mirrors. Lopez, you know. There's lots of things.
Well, you know what? And now that she's a free woman again, Steve, there's, you know what? Why not?
I just couldn't even imagine that conversation with one of my friends. If, like, I'm drinking with Joe, and Joe's like, Steve, I heard a thing on the internet. Would you be up for trying this? I have a syringe. I have some hemorrhoid cream. You can go first for safety.
And do you tell anybody? Like, we know this story. They got to have more than themselves as friends. You are the butt of every joke for the rest of your lives.
Yeah. I'd share it. You
have you would let people know. You go, look what we did this.
Just, I mean, there needs to be some time. I'd have to fully recover from it and be okay. But if everything's good and everything's working just fine, I would totally have no problem sharing that story.
And the thing is, I know there are injections you can get, like literal injections into the area. We all witnessed the big, I don't know if this was a sales pitch, but we all witnessed at the radio convention the dude that was showing us how he was able to, you know, have a great life. And he told me later, I don't know if you guys caught this or if he talked about it in his speech. You know, remember he showed pictures of himself?
I was like, wait, when was there a moment that had someone pitching wiener growth to us?
Well, why else was that even up there on the screen? You know what I mean? I think this was a sales pitch to get dudes to do this.
No, I think he was just doing a humble brag, trying to show off that he could balance a towel off.
Yeah, there wasn't anything humble about that, by the way.
I think someone brought it up. It might have even been BJ who brought it up. Hey, tell the story about when this happened.
They had the picture ready to show.
Well, no, he asked his producer to, like, hey, get the picture up, and he quickly got it up.
That's a good producer to have that picture at his disposal. I can't promise I would have ever been able to pull that one off. I'm not keeping that on my phone. That'd be on a Dropbox account that I don't even have the password to anymore.
He told me later, maybe this is why I thought it was a sales pitch, because he told me later, he says, Brian, he's like, look, I try to keep his name out of it. But I speak like him, so anyone's well. All right.
He has no problem sharing these stories.
I know.
Shared it on our airwaves once. Yeah.
He's got a grandkid now. I just feel like at some point he's going to
listen.
You don't know. We're very popular with grandchildren. but he was telling me the process of what I was giving him a hard time because he was giving us a hard time, if you know what I mean. And I'm like, dude, seriously. He's like, look, you know me. I'm in my 70s and look what I can still do. And he goes, now here's the thing. You got to go through this process. And he tells me that they basically do have to inject you with something, maybe hormones. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And they have to pretty much inject it right in the old, the package area. So
I feel like he was sharing that at the convention to talk about, like, I think he was just sharing, like, these are the personal stories we share on the radio. I don't think that there was someone that after he finished that story that came up and said, hey, sign up now if you would like the same thing.
Well, it is a process, I would never do it. This is one that even works. Like, even though this is one that's basically medically approved, you're not sticking anything near me. If I'm microman, I'll still stay as microman. I don't know if I want you putting needles anywhere near that area.
I'd rather just go to the gas station and get one of those, like, you know, the Black Mamba pill. Something like that. Have you seen that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I always wonder, is anyone buying those? But anytime I go, I make it a point to look. And there are always a different amount of those pills available at the counter. So they're being purchased.
Yeah, but don't they see the little asterisk saying that, you know, the FDA has not approved any of these claims?
I don't know if they really care.
You really have to care. I mean, you have to care?
No.
Like caffeine pills or something. That's all it is.
I mean, people put worse things probably in their body. The least of their concerns is the Mamba pill.
Right. You know what irritates me is that some people have such a great mind over matter power, the placebo effect, that some people actually probably made it grow. You know, with these caffeine, with these fake pills, they've made it grow. And that's probably the problem is that people go, look, Jimmy did it. And I remember Jimmy, he was microman. Now look at him.
And then that guy goes to the gas station and gets one as well. He's got it in his head that it's going to work for his little head. And then all of a sudden now his other friend. And that's why I can't purchase them. They're always sold out.
See, and it never works for me. I never believe anything will work even when people say it'll work. And see, I'm the other way around. I am the anti-placebo effect. You could actually give me the drug that actually is the drug and it won't work on me because I don't believe it.
So, you're the guy at the party that's like, hey, man, that's not working. It's still not working. It's still not working. And you're looking at the person, they're clenching their jaw and they're sweating. And you're like, no, dude, your face and your jaw is telling me it's totally working. You're just telling me it's not working.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever experienced that.
Yeah, okay. There's a...
Somebody brought up a good point, though. Like what Larry's like, you know, now they're going to have to put that on a warning label, on the hemorrhoid cream. Warning, do not inject into your Johnson.
Yeah, I think so. You're absolutely right. I mean...
I managed to find the medical report. Pictures are not great, but it was just the last line is just hilarious because they're just like recommending that physicians take these seriously because of all of the online tutorials that state that people can do things like this. You need to have conversations with apparently your male patients to not follow YouTube tutorials that you find to inject yourself with stuff.
Mind you, going to YouTube trying to find these tutorials was not a walk in the park. It was not fun to
look
at the pictures.
That's why I asked you, and I didn't do it myself.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole.
I saw a lot of things I didn't want to see.
Oh, really? There's stuff on YouTube that's...
It's medical.
It's medical. So that's
medical.
What... You can't have porn on YouTube.
Things.
Oh, you still see things. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, Vicky, let me look. I mean, forget our whole studio... Vicky just basically said, here, let me tell you what I meant by that. And she just puts her finger. I know what you're talking about, Vicky.
But I
know. Okay.
Hey, good news, everybody. Yep. According to our texters, the Black Mamba pills do work.
All right.
We have a few texters. A buddy of mine has used that Black Mamba pill, and he swears by him. Another person says, I've used it, and it works.
What do you mean? Like, it makes you bigger?
It makes you more excited. It's like over the counter. And once the person says it's like over the counter Cialis. So it probably does work. It's like a Viagra, but you just get it at the gas station as opposed to a doctor.
Okay. See, I think it's got to be mind over matter. Look, nothing against gas stations, but seriously, if somebody had a product that literally would do that, I mean, then who would be paying all this money for Viagra and Cialis? Because I'm sure it's relatively cheap compared to those.
People who don't want to buy it at a gas station?
But I mean, I would if it worked.
Well, I go in today. I'm going to get my Snickerdoodle cookie and a Black Mamba pill, and I'm going to see what they say when I do that.
Yeah, doing it for science.
All right, so Steve, here's the problem. You made me think that this would replace the hemorrhoid situation, but this isn't going to make me bigger. It's just going to get me ready. The
right.
Black Mamba pill
and stamina.
Yeah.
Yes. Give you energy.
Yes,
and also removes hemorrhoids.
Oh, wait a second. Well, then I don't need the hemorrhoid cream anymore then. I'm covered.
Aids in mental focus and extreme weight loss, apparently, according
to
this version.
What, Black Mamba gives you, like, it gets you ready for and helps you lose weight and helps you be focused?
I love that it says long-lasting energy.
Is there an asterisk about the FDA in there anywhere, Vicky?
Probably.
It's got to be. It's got to be something
that's approved by the FBA, the Federal Boner Administration.
I was not aware of that branch of the government, but I mean...
Yes. They don't get talked about that a lot. They've approved a couple of things for COVID, but no one's believing that.
Oh, well, yeah. I had no idea. The Federal Boner Administration, you mean they had this whole COVID thing kicked and nobody knew?
So
I almost want to try one to see if it'll do anything.
Right. For science!
Do it!
Oh!
I would, but it wouldn't work for me.
Probably
you could
not.
Give it to somebody.
Yeah,
I
need
it. Doesn't work. How do you know it wouldn't work for you, Vicky?
Well,
I mean...
Because I don't have the equipment.
That part.
I heard that there's similar mechanics to certain parts of men and women. You know what I mean? I don't want to go into.
I need to find the pink Mamba version, the lady one.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's the thing.
Someone said, Steve, did you know that Jackson's, the gas station store, they have their own brand of the Black Mamba pill? If they don't call it Johnson's, they're doing it wrong.
Jackson's Johnson's pill.
Yes.
All right, fine. They have their own brand.
Yeah.
I'd love to know the name of Jackson's. I'd love to, because Black Mamba is a great name.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can get a cooler name than that.
And the packaging is awesome.
I bet it is.
It's all about the packaging, huh?
Especially after you use it. Hey.
Hey-o.
That lady. All right, fine. I would try it, but I'd be that guy where my doctor's like, why are you trying pills over the thing? I mean, you don't need this. You're on high blood pressure medication. What are you doing?
Just get the triple maximum one. You'll be perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
It's a new improved formula, too.
Yeah, and I'll chase it with a bang. That should be perfect.
Dude, there you go. Bang Fridays. Make it happen.
Yeah. A real Bang Friday. Okay, I'll let you guys do that. You know, I don't know when you get back to the podcast, but that's you guys do that stupid stuff with your junk on your podcast. You know, you put Icy Hot all over it. You guys go ahead.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Mamba, your way to podcast fame.
All right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. There's a 39-year-old guy in Japan, and I don't know how he was able to do this, but he managed to get into relationships with 35 different women at the same time.
Why?
Which is, oh, the why is ridiculous. The why is ridiculous, Steve. I mean, I'm with you. Why? Is there anything worth this being done? I could see, you know, having 35 one-night stands. I mean, I could see that kind. That makes sense to me. You know, you hey, there's an attractive woman. You want to have sex? Sure. But these were relationships.
That's, I mean, I'm not even saying, like, how could you, I mean, I can't even imagine having just 35 relationships, like friendships, like where it's like active friendships, you know, where you're constantly staying. Because if this is your quote-unquote girlfriend, you're going to have to spend a lot of time, you know, being available and present. Like, how do you have time to do all that? That seems insane. That's well, like torture.
The meeting of them worked out perfectly for him because he was a door-to-door shower product salesman. So that's how he got to meet them. And basically, this is multi-level marketing, you know, which some people, that's code for pyramid.
What kind of shower products? I'm interested.
Well, he got 35 people at least interested because they became his girlfriend.
So is that what he did? He just became girlfriends, boyfriends with these girls just so that he could sell them stuff?
That's what I thought as well. But as it turns out, that wasn't the real reason. Because he already went door to door. He already knocked on the door. And I imagine, you know, either A, they bought the product, B, they became his girlfriend, or C, both. But he was not just in it for that. He was in it for the presence. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. He wanted to be with these women so that he could get birthday presents from them. And here's what he did. He told each one of these 35 girls that his birthday was on a different day so that he would get basically multiple sets of presents very quickly.
He's probably the same kind of guy that signs up for different restaurants, like mailers, and gives them different birthdays so right. You get a free appetizer every day because every day is his birthday.
Yeah, that way he could have a special day he would celebrate, because if he said the same day, then they would all be like, well, let's go out for your birthday. And he's like, well, I can't take all 35 of you out unless I pick a different day for each of you.
This man's a genius.
Yeah, so
he's definitely something.
I mean, yeah, well, it looks like he went to restaurants and got like the birthday, the snacks, and the cakes and stuff. So he got a lot of cake.
Does he have a job? Like, I mean, it feels like this would be a full-time job just trying to do this.
Well, again, when you're a door-to-door multi-level marketing guy, you're already sort of in the scamming business, in my opinion, as it is. And how about this? It finally blew up on him. The whole thing blew up in February, and the girlfriends found out about each other, and then they started tracking down more women that actually thought they were in a relationship with this guy. And how about this? He really didn't make a lot of dough on the scam. I mean, he only got about $1,400 worth of presents. And like you said, Steve, for all the work he put into it, it just doesn't seem like a good return on your investment.
It seems just completely tiring.
Of course, he got to have sex with 35 women, I would imagine. I'm thinking that after his birthday and his presence, there was some action.
At least a couple of them, you'd imagine.
Yeah. But here's the thing I don't understand. He's facing fraud charges.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this is Japan, and they have different laws than us. And maybe I'm missing something in the story. I don't know why he's in trouble for this. I know why the women are mad, but I mean, I don't get what he's in trouble for. All he did was lie to them, which
That's fraud right there, man. He's a fraud of a boyfriend.
Yeah, but that's not illegal in this country. Like, you can be a jerk and a douche, which he is, but that's not against the law to be a jerk and a douche. Otherwise, I'd be in jail right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like he's he pretended to be in a relationship with them to get gifts? Yeah, that's a good question. I guess it might be some kind of a law in Japan where you can't do something like that.
I'd love to know what the law in Japan is because, I mean, look, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess
maybe
your standards are low for a relationship, but how can he be juggling 35 people and you think you're the only one? I get it if it's like three or four, but 35, that means he's not going to be able to see you a lot, or I don't know.
What's worse? What would be harder to stomach? Finding out like your significant other was in a relationship with one person or 35 people?
Oh, it would be because I found out my at the time when I was dating my wife, I didn't know she was dating somebody else, but it was just one other person as far as I know. It could have been 35. Boy, that would have been, you know what? I don't know. Now I don't want to know.
I almost feel like one would be worse. Yeah. 35 would, at the moment, suck, but it's almost comical. Yeah. To be able to share that story, like, yeah, I found out that I was dating somebody that was also dating 34 other dudes would be pretty funny.
You know what? See, you and I think differently because I would think, well, I'm a moron if I could not figure out that there were 34 other people in this group. That, you know, like, because I think there would be more signs as to why she couldn't spend as much time with me. But when it's like one or two, you know, she could probably make excuses. You know, like she'd see me enough that I wouldn't suspect. But how do you juggle 35?
Netflix needs to make a documentary about this.
Yeah, they do.
They should get him involved and all the women. Because I would love to know, like, yeah, was there any warning signs, like, why were you okay with not seeing him for several days? You know, like, that kind of stuff would be pretty interesting.
All right, Vicky, you're the female of the show, so really, I don't know. I don't know how many men could be taken advantage of like this. I don't know. I think men are just stupid anyway, so I guess you don't even have to try to take advantage of them, in my opinion. How would you feel? Would it be worse at 1 or 35?
I feel like 35. I feel like one, because I feel like they would have more time with them and more intimacy. This one just feels like very, you know, I'm here for
scammy.
A minute. Yeah. But like I'm reading in, he's 39 years old and one of his girlfriends was 47 years old. So I'm wondering if he specifically went for older women who were just lonely. Like we hear these stories of people, you know, losing their life savings because Bruno Mars is going to come and sweep them away, you know, something. So I'm wondering if he was just kind of going for the older gals, and that's kind of why it's more of a scam. They're seeing it.
And if we ever did have this documentary made, I think that I wonder if any of those women would consider staying with him. You know, I mean, there's obviously not all 35.
Oh,
there's going to be at least probably 20 of them that are like, no, I never want to see this guy again.
Steve, you're not talking about a documentary. You're talking about The Bachelor.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Wow, yeah, they already do that.
Yeah, you're right. But do you think that at least one of those 35 women would be still okay with dating this guy after all of this?
I bet they would. I mean, I did make the joke about The Bachelor, but really, you know, here's what I would think as a dude if it was the other way around. Yeah, but I'm the one she really wants to be with. I feel like I would have outlasted the others. It's sort of, you know, like sexual survivor. I'm in. Let me do it. So I think I would be in for it. Would you guys? I mean, would you still stay with the person?
No.
No, of course not.
I would because I feel like I really outlasted everybody. Again, I'm lonely.
Well, there you go.
I won.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're all a bunch of losers. You didn't want to stay with him.
What about The Bachelor? I mean, he's out there slamming around everybody, putting his tongue everywhere, and then somebody still wants to win.
But that's like a whole consensual thing, and no one's doing it behind someone's back.
Exactly. Like, they know what they're getting in for. These women had no idea about each other, or, you know, they just thought they met this guy who was promising, like, hey, we're going to get engaged and married someday in the future.
Unlimited shower products.
Exactly.
But I turned her around. She was a scammer, but it was my love and specialness that made her turn over a new leaf. And I think
glasses half full for BJ.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, you know there are types of people that like to fix the other person or think that they can actually make them be better than they are. So, I mean, I think there is that mindset. Plus, Vicky said, if you're lonely anyway, that you know what? You might think that you, I mean, I could see me doing that if I was lonely, at, you know, at that age.
I'd love to put him in a room with all of these women. Yeah, you know, like where he's in a safe situation, of course.
There's your documentary.
But just let them ask questions. And
Battle Royale. Their,
right?
Yeah. Like, who lives and who lives and who dies in that situation?
Once they found out about this and they found all the other girls, they should have had one more birthday extravaganza, a surprise party with all of them at once.
Oh, dude, that would have been brilliant if all of a sudden he thinks he's just coming into a party with one and all of the girls are there to surprise him.
Dude, absolutely. that is nuts. Yeah, you're right. I like that.
He might
idea.
Not make it out alive.
No, probably
yeah,
not.
He's not going to. Don't eat the cake, pal. That's all I would say. That is awesome. We got this dude from Greensboro, North Carolina. He was officially kicked off a city zoning commission. Why? Because he repeatedly ignored a woman's request to be addressed by her doctoral title during a virtual public meeting.
Dude, I listened to this, and it's so awkward. It's like he's intentionally not calling her doctor.
Yeah, I haven't heard the piece, so I want to hear it before I give my opinion on the whole situation. But his name is Tony Collins, and he was fired for this because he basically had this contentious exchange with Dr. Carrie Rosario. She's an associate professor at UNC Greensboro who holds a doctorate in public health. And here's the portion of that public meeting where Collins refused to acknowledge her title.
We're here to approve the standards, and if Mrs. Rosario has something about one
it's
of those
Dr. Rosario. Thank you, sir.
If Mrs. Rosario has something about
Dr. Rosario.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. Your name it's says okay. on here, Carrie Rosario. Hey, Carrie. Yes.
It's Dr. Rosario.
If you got something.
Please, sir, call me as I would like to be called. That's how I'm identified.
It doesn't really matter. We're here.
It matters to me. Voting. It matters to me. And out of respect, I would like you to call me by the name that I'm asking you to call me by. Thank you.
Your screen says Carrie Rosario.
I'm verbalizing. My name is Dr. Carrie Rosario. Really speaks very negatively of you as a commissioner to be disrespectful.
What is this?
Now I'm watching the video on every optic level possible. This guy's an idiot. There's no way at all. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. If you watch the video, he's a white dude. She's a person of color. She's being very kind and saying, could you please address me the way I'd like to be addressed? Which, you know, I think is fair for anybody to ask. But I mean, even in this time, it's like, dude, are you not aware you're a jackknob? And I mean, what a moron. I can't, on every way level possible, he's a moron. There's no way that anybody could get his side in this. I what an idiot.
Well, you know, it's like sometimes someone does something kind of douchey and then they double down. I don't even know how many downs did he go on that? Like quadruple?
Yeah, he did.
Six times
right.
over? Like, it was, just call me doctor. All right, Mrs. It says your name. I'm not calling you.
What a moron. And she's just like, I mean, you know, I mean, she's obviously annoyed and still just trying to be as pleasant as possible to this half a moron is saying, can you just call me by well, I'm a doctor? I mean, that's, you know, come on. But that's my title.
Can you guys hold on a second? I need to go to the other room and get some popcorn because this is better than anything that's on television. I'll take this over Mortal Kombat.
Oh, man, dude. Yeah. And he got fired. He did eventually apologize, but of course, you know, he got fired
for it. Please tell me he called her, because I heard he left her a voicemail. And then
He did leave a voicemail apology. I don't know if he actually
Hey, Mrs. Rosario, I'm just calling to apologize. I'm not calling you.
At
that point, you might as well.
I mean, you've got, dude, I mean, it is the poster child for exactly what everyone's saying is going wrong right now. This guy has just proven it. I mean, what a mindless I mean, if I was his buddy, I'd go, you couldn't be more dumb in your life. This is you are the epitome of the worst time you could ever be in your life. How clueless are you?
Well, I just wonder why. You know what I mean? Like, what was it that made him so bothered to call her? Whatever, you know. Then she's like, hey, just call me doctor. I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll call you doctor. If you're a doctor, you're a doctor. And whatever, you know, even if you're like, I don't really feel like this person's a doctor because it's like, you know, some people give like dentists a hard time or whatever it may be. But if someone's like point blank correcting you, what does it matter? Call her doctor.
You know, Steve, you're just being rational and reasonable. I hate to say this, but I see where this happened. I see the people involved. And I mean, the why, I don't want to know why, because it would just make me feel bad about where we are in this world. I mean, seriously, it is exactly taking place in a space of our country that's had issues, and it is an exact example of that issue. And that, to me, if that's the real why, oh man, are you serious?
That's why I take a page out of like those hotel employees when I would fill out on the form, says my suffix is doctor, and they would call me Dr. Miggs.
Oh, yeah. And
they probably knew full well that I wasn't, but you know, they saw that I wanted to be called a doctor, so they did.
Oh, yeah, they have to call you doctor, even though they go, if this guy's a doctor, I'm quitting. I'm quitting life. If this genius actually has a doctorate in anything.
Especially when the person's like, well, now wife, then girlfriend, looked at me with pure surprise when they did refer to me as a doctor. And I imagine when I walk away, they were like, how is this guy a doctor?
Oh, yeah. It's the greatest move ever, though, because they have to call it to you.
Right.
You know, you're the customer. You're always right.
You on the form asked for what I would like to be referred to as, and it's like Mr. or Mrs. Doctor.
So they've got now what you have to do, they got to put that dude, put him to work in a hotel. You've got to go to that hotel and call yourself a doctor. It says here, Mr. Miggs, I'm not calling you doctor.
It's Dr. Miggs.
It says right here, Steve Miggs. I mean, it doesn't say I'm a doctor, sir, please.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.